Hello and welcome to Living in Bomb City. As many of you know, I haven't posted in a long time, but I don't know, life, interest in my other show, I don't know, many things have happened over the last year since I decided to move over to Anchor and to leave Libsyn and to put my little podcast project on hold, but welcome back to your favorite indie podcast, or at least I hope it's your favorite indie podcast. It's one of my favorites anyway, of course, but, you know, I'm biased, so there's that. Anyway, as I said, it's your host, Jenny, and thanks for joining me today as I talk about life in Amarillo, Texas, or as kids used to say in the 90s, Bomb City. So apparently this month in Amarillo history, in September of 1918, just 2 miles north in the Hopgood Well, there was a large natural gas pocket found. And apparently we're the second largest gas field delivers panhandle gas as far away as the Atlantic seaboard, creating the world's largest natural gas development. So that's something I didn't know. So, as many of you know, this is Amarillo, Texas. And, well, let's face it, Texas is known for their obsession with high school football. And let me tell y'all something, high school football is in full swing. And in no time at all the little southern girlies are going to have huge mums on their shoulders. And some of you don't know what mums are. You might be thinking, what, do they have flowers on their shoulder? No. We make these things that we call mums that are basically fake flowers that we put on a piece of cardboard and we add a whole bunch of streamers and ribbons and noisemakers, and we decorate them and we put all kinds of designs on them, and we put names and grade levels and all kinds of things on these ribbons that are on the mum. And then they do the same thing for a guy, but they call it a homecoming garter. And it's literally just a little version of the big version, but it's actually on a garter strap that the man wears on their arm. So it's quite a thing. There are dances. People dress up. You wear dresses to the football game. You completely deck out. You look as good as you possibly can, and you just wear it all to a football game. Now, for me, when I was in high school, which was a long time ago, just celebrated my 20th high school reunion, to be exact, we would actually have a big dance after the homecoming game. And there would be an actual photographer there to take pictures of the happy couples. And you could show off your mums and your garters, and you could look pretty at the homecoming dance, and it was a big deal. I remember it quite well, actually. It was a big deal. I still have some of my old pictures from back then. So lately, just to kind of switch gears a little bit here, lately I have been daydreaming about traveling from Amarillo. And let me tell you the cool thing about Amarillo, Texas. We are right smack dab in the middle of the United States. And what that means is within a 10-hour radius of us, there are all kinds of cool things that you can just drive to. I mean, it can take a while to get there. I mean, 10 hours or so, but you can have a lot of fun. Recently, with my friends, I took my best friend and her son and her husband to Carlsbad Caverns. And Carlsbad Caverns is quite a thing. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you go. It's only $15 a person. It kind of sucks because you have to do a reservation, and they charge $1 first on their website. And Then when you get there, you have to pay $15 a person. But if you walk into the cavern, it is an experience. It is 2.5 miles and it's all downhill. And once you get into the cavern, it's 56 degrees, no matter how hot it is outside. I went at the end of July this time, and it was very nice. It was really hot going into the mouth of the cavern, but once we got in, it was incredible. Of course, everything is a little drippy because it's underground, but you know, there's stalactites and stalagmites and all kinds of cool land formations. It's a really fun place to take children, or adults that really like sciencey things. And I cannot stress this enough that if you have children, you really want to carry them if you go to it, but I would suggest you really go because I have been three times. Once when I was seven, once when I was in college, and once recently. And I never feel disappointed at all. Never feel disappointed at all by going there and seeing something because it changes, you know, over the years, you know, in a decade, it changes. So I really can't stress that enough. You really want to go see it. It's a wonder to behold. Some people feel like things like that are not that entertaining, but it's a once in a lifetime experience. It really is. And like I said, though, the cool thing, like I was saying about Amarillo, is that in a few hours, you could be anywhere. Recently, within the last year, had gone to the Grand Canyon, and I've traveled to Colorado, and you know, been to Denver a few times, and went to Oklahoma City, and so you know, either direction, you know, within a few hours, you're in a completely different place. However, let me tell you something about Amarillo. There are some fun things to do here. Now, unfortunately, though, our Route 66 is pretty dead. We have a little area that we call 6th Street, which is literally it's 6th Street. And it runs parallel with Route 66. So, with most towns, you know, they have a connection to Route 66. They have like a bustling, thriving community with little shops and little eateries, and everything is, you know, highway themed and Route 66 themed and travel themed and all kinds of stuff. Like when my husband and I went to the Grand Canyon, we went through Williams, and I mean, wow. It was quite a sight to see that much open, that much hustling and bustling on a Route 66. Because our Route 66, it has life. It does. In fact, they have something I didn't even know existed. They have a historic Route 66 walking tour that is $40 a person. And I didn't even know that existed. Because to me, there's really not that much to see. But there are a few things. There's the 806 coffee shop. Of course, it's not for, well, it's not for certain demographic of people because there are penises on the wall and you might see some nude artwork somewhere. So it is beautiful, but tastefully done, but is not for people who are easily offended. Let's just say that. And then we have the natatorium, which they just call it the Nat now. And for those of you that don't know, natatorium was an old word for an indoor swimming pool. And we used to have an indoor swimming pool in that building. However, they closed it long ago and now it's an antique mall. Interesting way to change up a swimming pool to turn it into a antique mall, but or and you know, but hey, who am I to judge, right? It's pretty interesting to go. I've been a few times just to kind of look at the merchandise they have and whatnot. There's also a few other little restaurants and a few other things that you can go to as you walk down. And But it's just not the level that I wish it was. They did recently just paint the water tower that's at the end of that little strip where all the eateries and stuff are. And it's like the Route 66 water tower project, and it's literally a water tower with a Route 66 sign painted on it. And I mean, I can see what they're trying. They are trying. I can see what they're doing. I can see the vision. However, it's going to take a while to rejuvenate our downtown or our little. It's going to take a while. Not, well, yeah, it's going to take a long time to rejuvenate our downtown too, but it's going to take a long time to rejuvenate 6th Street the way that some cities treat their Route 66 and the way we do. It's kind of sad. So there is a few, like I said before, there is a few touristy things that Amarillo has to offer. There's, of course, the Big Texas Ranch or Big Texan Ranch, where it's the home of the 72-ounce steak that if you eat the whole thing and the sides, you get it for free. Unfortunately, you do have to prepay now. They won't let you attempt it and then I guess I don't know what happened there, but they decided that you have to prepay for it. Honestly, I haven't eaten there in a long time. So I really not an expert on the place, but if you really want a good steak when you're coming through Amarillo, stop at Hofbräu or Texas Roadhouse, even sadly enough, has a pretty decent one. There's a lot of few other little like places where you can find one, but I would say Hofbräu would probably be better than the Big Texan. If you're in the mood for a burger, though, you can go to Coyote Bluff. And Coyote Bluff is a little bitty place. It's right off of Grand Street, just down from the Walmart. And it looks like a little house, a little rundown house. And it is a little place where you can go. And unfortunately, they only take cash. At least I didn't see anywhere online that they've changed that because for years they've only taken cash. It was featured in an episode of Man vs. Food where they took on the burger from hell. And the burger from hell is really just some peppers on a burger. And I mean, he acts like he took it on, but I mean, my husband could like inhale it any given day of the, any given day of the week. But, but he's a, he grew up here, so he's always around spicy food and things like that. So it's really not that impressive that he did that, but it was still fun for the business to be to be featured on Man vs. Food. And it was, it was good for touristy stuff. It was good for our economy to have something like that on there. And yeah, of course, the Big Texan also had the guy from Man vs. Food on there, and he did take on the 72-ounce steak. If you've ever seen the episode, I don't remember if he won or not, honestly. I don't remember if he conquered the 72-ounce steak or not, but I remember him doing it. If you are in the market to do something interesting, if you're driving through Amarillo and you have some rowdy kids in the car or just some restless adults and you want to do something random on the way out of town, if you go on the other side of Amarillo, which is the west side, if you're going west of Amarillo, there is a little place where some Cadillacs are buried in the dirt with their tail ends up and their nose in the dirt. And you're allowed to go out there and tag them with spray paint. It's actually a tag park where you can go out there and you can spray paint, and they used to not have anything out there other than the Cadillacs, but they recently put out like a little gravel area, and now there is a place where people who have food trucks and like swagger truck or like not swagger but swag merchandise trucks can park out there and sell their wares, so to speak. And basically, it's just a place where you can do something that's like different. Now, I will warn y'all that it has kind of a dark connotation because it was all started by a man named Stanley Marsh, who in our town was a little off, and there was all kinds of allegations that flew around. But I do know that he really, basically, he took care of the art community in Amarillo for years. They did an art installation where they did a whole bunch of signs that are in people's yards. When you drive around Amarillo, there's signs with like weird things on them. Like, we called him Dracula. And if you don't like art signs, Lubbock is due south from here. There's a few other things. I don't remember all of them, but there's like, God, there's like 200 of them. And you can literally drive around and spot them and read them. Some people have taken them down over the years, but mainly the thing is, though, is that what people don't understand, the reason why we all keep the signs up and kind of like a solidarity thing, is that we kind of took it and we own it now. You know, we don't believe in what the guy was doing necessarily, you know, like the allegation part. We did like the fact that he was helping out the art community, but we don't like the allegations. You know, we don't like that part of him. But basically, as a culture, we have embraced the things that he did and the things that the kids did, and we have made it our own. It's part of Amarillo culture, and so we're probably going to keep it for forever, at least as long as, you know, as long as we can. So just a few little things along the way that I just kind of wanted to note. We have a quarter horse museum, which is exactly what you think it is. It's a museum for quarter horses, and a quarter horse is a horse that they use for, rodeo stuff, you know, like barrel racing, things like that. Funny thing is that I live in Amarillo, but I used to live near Ocala, Florida, and Ocala, Florida is the horse capital of the United States, and all of the horses that reside in Ocala, Florida are actually registered quarter horses through our Quarter Horse Association here in Amarillo. So that's a little weird little tidbit that you wouldn't think of. You know, how it's weird to think that Amarillo could touch my life in Ocala, of all things. You know, you wouldn't think you moved 1,400 miles away and somehow the place where you grew up is still molding and shaping you in some tiny little insignificant almost way. But it's pretty well. So up next, we've got the Botanical Gardens. And I honestly had never been until I went to my friend's wedding recently. And let me tell you something, it was amazing. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know if I was expecting, you know, fancy garden or if I was expecting nothing. I don't know what I was expecting. I just know that I'd never gone. And when I found out that my friend was having their wedding at the Botanical Gardens, I was kind of excited. I was ready to check it out and see what was what, you know? So we went to the wedding. It was amazing. It was the best place that they could have had their wedding, in my opinion. And so I found out after that general admission into the Botanical Gardens is only $8 a person. And you get to walk around and look at all the flowers, and I guess there's all kinds of exhibits that they have and all kinds of stuff. And they even do a Christmas light showing. They literally decorate the entire garden in Christmas lights, and you can do like a guided tour through it or a self-guided tour through it and take a look at all the Christmas lights. So that's definitely on the list of things that I want to do with the husband maybe this Christmas, for things that I want to basically just enjoy and kind of do some sightseeing in my own town, because I am definitely the kind of person that wants to do sightseeing in their own town. It's so easy to get into the swing of thinking negatively about your hometown. Or technically, Amarillo is not my hometown, but I've spent more time in Amarillo than I have spent in the town where I went to high school at. So At this point in my life, it really feels like Amarillo is more my hometown than Pampa is. So, however, like I was saying though, it feels like I don't appreciate Amarillo enough because basically I go to work and I complain about the drivers and oh God, the people do drive really bad here. But I mean, is it really bad than anywhere else? I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to do some more exploring to find out the answer to that question. Because when I went to Waco last summer, and I found the driving there to not be that bad. I did run over some junk that was in the road, and I wound up having a flat tire. That'll kind of put a hamper on your little vacation when you get a flat tire. But because I had to go do the Gaines experience, with the silos and stuff, because I'm really into DIY and home improvement and stuff, and like so many other people are. But I really didn't feel like they drove that bad, and that's really saying something. Because when I was a kid, I lived in Waco for a little bit, and my dad and mom would always complain about the drivers. But for some reason, it almost felt like they weren't that bad. And I know, I've complained before about the drivers in Amarillo, but oh my God, like for real, like pay attention. Go the speed limit. Go. If you go way under the speed limit, speed up. If you go way over the speed limit, slow down. If it's raining or snowing or there's horrible weather, slow down. I mean, for real. I should probably get up back off my soapbox, but oh God, please do something. Like goodness gracious. But anyway, so one last thing I wanted to talk about is we do have another little installation of history. It's called the Madam Queen. The Madam Queen is over downtown, and she's near the, where is she near? Like the bus station that we have. She's in that area, but like there's an underpass like before it, and I think it is Fillmore. I think it's off Fillmore. And it's called the Madam Queen, and it is a prototype engine that was first used in the 1930s. She was originally a coal-burning engine, and then she was later converted to an oil-burning engine. And I mean, she's definitely a little piece of railroad history. So if you have somebody that is obsessed with railroads in your life, like a kid or an adult or anybody who wants to go take a look at history, they should go check out the Madam Queen. And incidentally, she's also a pokey stop too. Because remember, I once, we once ran this podcast solely off of driving around with friends and playing Pokemon Go. And it is a gym, actually. No, I stand corrected. It's a Pokemon gym, not a Pokemon stop, but it's a Pokemon gym. That's when I first visited there, sadly. I will be the first to admit that I didn't even know it existed until I had to go there for a raid. And that's embarrassing. Because, like I said, I pride myself in liking to be a tourist of the city I live in. Because, I don't know, I just feel like I need to embrace things a little more, kind of enjoy the little things, because I have had a serious problem lately where I don't enjoy the little things and I stress about things and I have a lot of anxiety and I need to start enjoying more things. I need to go out and go to Paladro Canyon more. Check out Wildcat Bluff. I mean, there's so many things that I could be doing that I'm not, because in my head I'm trapped in Amarillo. And I've been really having some situations where I really do a lot more traveling, which is fine. And I can't wait to talk about my travels on the podcast, because that's going to be one thing that I mention that I talk about sometimes is that, like I said, we are in a good radius here in Amarillo. We are in a good radius where we can go here, we can go there, we can go north up to Kansas, we can go south to the coast, we can go to the west and go check out Arizona again. And it's a really good central location, and I need to start embracing that. And now that I have a car again that I can drive and that I can, enjoy trips and not use that much gas because it is a Prius. I want to see the world, or at least, my little corner of it, I should say. I need to start being a tourist of my own town and a tourist of places that's nearby. I want to go back to Roswell. I want to go back to the Grand Canyon. I want to go back to, anywhere. Anywhere. Recently, when I planned the trip to Carlsbad Caverns, I actually found something out that was kind of crazy. I used to go to this little place when I was a kid, and it was Quartz Mountain Resort. And Quartz Mountain Resort used to be this really cool place where there was like a water park, there was like two water slides, and there was bumper cars and canoeing and all kinds of cool stuff. And I didn't know this, but it closed, I think, before the pandemic even happened. And now it's just a creepy little abandoned park. And I remember going there and having so much fun as a kid. So I feel like I need to start, I don't know, exploring, doing something, to where I'm like, I can see these places that I used to go when I was a kid, but also like I kind of want to do a little dark tourism with that, like it looks like the equipment's all still there and you could just drive past it like it was open still. I mean, they might have blocked off the park, I don't know, but I don't know, it just seems like it would be kind of fun to just drive by and be like, I remember riding that water slide. I remember playing on those go-karts, but now it's long closed and it is sad. It is sad, but I don't know. I guess I just have the itch, Just have the itch. And when I was working for another job that I had before I had this one, I had a lot of escapism and my mental health was bad, to say the least. But I feel different now. I feel like this new job that I have, I'm not as stressed. I mean, I have a lot of stressors, but it's different. And I feel like when I disconnect from this job, I'm actually disconnected. And being actually disconnected, it just makes me want to explore more. Maybe I can talk more about this at a later date whenever I've gone on a trip or something. But for my other show, which is The Weird Files, we are actually taking a road trip in October for our Halloween extravaganza episode. So if you're a Weird Files fan, go ahead and stay tuned for that. And really, I kind of want to treat this as a place where I can talk about mental health and talk about what trips I've been on and what crazy things have happened in Amarillo. Because, oh, every once in a while we have, a day where we have a ton of car accidents that happen, or we have random situations where people are getting shot and cars are getting stolen. And I mean, I know that's sad things, but it's part of it, it's part of life, it's part of living in a city, especially one where there's some discord, because there's a lot of that going on around here. But I think I'm just gonna wrap it up and thank y'all for listening. And maybe at some point I'll have some of my old hosts back on. I've stopped pretty much talking to two of them, and one of them moved far away, and all I pretty much have is Trash Panda and my husband, Gary Brooks. And just I hope to continue posting fun and good stories and talking about Amarillo, because I've decided that I want to, I don't know, feel better about Amarillo. So thank y'all for listening. Have a good day. Bye.